Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, we need to talk about something serious.
Oh, what's that, Jim?
Have you seen Junior's grades?
Well, that settles it. No more listening to the Van Halen for him.
No fair! You're not the boss of me! I wish I'd never been born! I hate you! I hate you!
Oh, that was beautiful.
That was so great. Day three of Van Halen week.
Yeah, we're right in the middle of Van Halen week.
And we have with us all this week our friend Kevin Spain.
Yes.
And before we get into Van Halen, I want to mention that one of the things I like about the dynamic of this week is that it's another basketball guy.
Yeah.
Not another soccer guy.
Yeah.
Usually we have who come in line up with Patrick on the soccer thing, and then they start talking about, I don't know what, yellow cards or something, and I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah,
right?
So. Is it nil-nil? That's one of their.
That's one of the things.
It's one of the
say.
Things you talk
yeah.
about, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a classic score.
Nil-nil on the pitch.
On the pitch.
Now I'm ganged up upon. I'm
in
a
the
man
match.
Down.
It's also a match.
Yeah,
right?
That's
not
right.
A
well,
game.
You know, it's been good hanging out here all week. You know, I talked to your son, who is a big Wizards fan.
Yeah.
Yes.
We have broken down. You know, how the Wizards can get back in the race.
Good.
What's
glad you guys have that
and
figured out.
So, yeah. It didn't seem like that they figured it out.
But that's right.
Maybe
but
they
we've got it.
Maybe they need us to help them out a little bit.
All right. So, I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And this is not sports talk.
We could turn it into sports talk if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely could. Kevin knows a lot about that sort of
thing.
Oh,
yes.
Yes. But we're going to instead do music talk, I guess. This week.
Yeah, why not?
All right. And each day we're talking about a classic Van Halen album because it's the 40th anniversary of their debut album. And we're up to the third album now, which is called Women and Children First. This is the first one not to have their name in the title of the album itself.
Yeah, that's right. They didn't go for Van Halen 3.
No. They actually did that much later in their career.
They came in the late 90s.
Yeah. And we don't. Yeah, everyone should just kind of ignore that.
I don't know anything from that album, actually, to be honest with you.
Probably a good thing.
I think you're better off as a person. All right, Women and Children First, which came out in 1980.
Yep.
Again, you know, roughly 1 year, you know, it was March of 1980, so it's basically 1 year following Van Halen 2. So back then, you had to crank it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like the other albums, recorded in L.A., the same studio, and roughly about 30 minutes long.
Why mess with it?
Same producer, Ted Templeman.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this album has a little bit of a different sound to it, would you say, Kevin, than the first two? The first two were very similar almost by circumstance, the fact that they had a lot of the songs already written for number two from you know the previous recording sessions and demos and so on. And this one, I think they had to do more new material. There's no covers on this album. It's the first time that's the case. And I think it has a little bit of a different feel.
Yeah, I think this is the first album where it was more of a studio album. You know, they did some things in the studio. They did some overdubbing a little bit with this one. Like we talked about earlier in the week, the first couple albums were more like their live show that they just put onto albums. It was more like, you know, you're hanging out with us in the studio as we record.
Yeah.
And I think this album is a little more... I don't want to say polished or produced, but it was a little more where there was a little more work, I think, in the studio to put this one together.
Yes, I agree. And I think it has a little bit of a heavier sound, still not super heavy. I mean, within the sort of hard rock genre, so to speak, they're still, I think, a fairly light, fun, poppier kind of band. But this one goes a little bit heavier, I would say, and gets into some different kind of... songs for them. You got your, I think the first one that goes over 5 minutes on this one, there's only one of those at 5:06.
Yeah.
Although it's a pretty driving great song. No, I take that back. There's two songs that go over 5 minutes. One of them is actually almost 6 minutes long, the song Fools.
Yeah.
But still, for the most part, pretty tight stuff.
I think there's a couple of really fun songs on this one as well. And there's also a couple of songs where there's a mix of acoustic and electric guitar in the same song. So it'll start out with a little acoustic sound and then get harder as the song goes on. And so I think it was a little more experimenting, Eddie trying some new things, and you start to see the emergence a little bit of Alex Van Halen as a drummer, kind of start on this one. And so, you know, they're sort of growing as a band, I think, by this album, and they're starting to develop a little change in their sound and starting to kind of look forward in a lot of ways and make a few changes that, you know, we see later for them as well.
Is there a song you would like to start off with here?
Well, one of the ones I like on this, and this is a fun song, and it's also like something we talked about earlier in the week, where it takes the elements of sort of a classic jazzy type thing and sort of make it modern. And it's called Could This Be Magic? And in this song is the title of the album, Women and Children First, is actually mentioned in the lyrics of this song. And so I like this song. It's fun. They recorded it in the rain. They left the rain in the background so you could hear it. It could kind of gave that feel to it. And it's a little fun song, I think.
Out upon the islands on a cool summer night, but you don't got to hurry, take your time. What you need is on the menu and you get it tonight, but you got women's on your mind. Could this be magic or could this be love? Could this turn tragic? You know that magic often does. I see
lonely ships upon the water.
Better save the women and children first.
Sail away with someone's daughter.
Better save the women and children
first. Yeah, so what is that exactly? I mean, that it seems in some ways not entirely unexpected, because we talked about on the first couple of albums that they always had this sort of penchant for doing these kind of old timey things or drawing that into the music. But this one really goes full on there.
It really does.
You know,
I think that, you know, like later when Dave is solo and he has his solo albums, he does a couple of these songs that you would kind of put in a crooning category.
Right.
And in a lot of ways, I think he's sort of doing that here, you know, the way he's trying to sing like they sang back in the 30s and 40s with that sort of jazzy pitch to it. And it's almost like, you know, that was done for him. You know, I want to do this old sounding tune, but I want Eddie, I want you to play the guitar. And again, the talking guitar, a lot of times he's doing that right with him. And, you know, it's way different, and it's kind of a fun little song, and I guess that's where they got the name of the album from the lyrics out of it.
Yeah, you could almost hear it as a little bit of, like, you know, Led Zeppelin 3 doing the kind of the acoustic stuff, right? Sort of the California LA version of that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a good point. But you're right too, and I think they sort of reveled in the idea of sort of throwing people off guard a little bit because, as you were mentioning before we started recording today, Kevin, like, the look of the band, when you look at this, the back of this album cover, it's really becoming, they're really embracing that sort of hard rock late, you know, the at this point 1980, but that like late 70s kind of, you know, long hair, the type of clothes that you just associate with like with rock stars and that kind of thing. But yet then to do this kind of a song, it's unexpected from them, from their image visually, right?
Yeah. It's funny because in that picture, if he had makeup, he kind of looks a little like Paul Stanley, you know, with the hair. But yeah, it is. It's like, you know, here we are, we're this hard rock band, but then we're going to throw this song at you and, you know, kind of bring us on our fun little trip here.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. The one thing I will say about this, guys, is during my research period for this album, I was looking for my high school yearbook from one particular year. And the reason I was looking for that, or I might even have been junior high, I can't remember, but there was a guy, and I can't remember his full name, but he used to sign, you know how you passed your yearbook around at the end of the year, yep, and everybody kind of signed it? He would always sign, I'll never forget this, he would sign his little message, and then he would say, instead of like sincerely or have a great summer, he would say, with a hoot of Van Halen. He would sign his name. I don't know why he did that to this day, but with a hoot of Van Halen was his sign-off.
Because he drove around in a Chevelle listening to Van Halen and 8-Track all the time.
But I could not lay my hands on my high school yearbook. Is that something you can do, Jim? Can you find your high school yearbooks with these?
Yes, I have mine.
You know exactly where they are?
No.
I have them somewhere.
I think
somewhere.
They're in that cabinet over around there. I can't say they're in a cabinet.
How about you, Kevin? Yeah, you know where they are?
They're in a cabinet somewhere. They're buried... mixed in with my wife's somewhere.
Yeah, I know mine are in a box. I just don't know where that box is.
I don't know. It would frighten me to go back and look at those.
Yes, it would.
I don't know about that. But let's let this music just sort of transport us back to that
probably
time.
A good idea.
You think? So in a similar vein to Could This Be Magic, Kevin, I wanted to play the cut that comes right before that, which is called Take Your Whiskey Home.
Yeah.
Well, my baby, she don't want me around. She says she's tired of watching me fall down. She wants a good life, all the best. But I like that bottle better than the rest. And she said, I think that you're headed for a whole lot of trouble. Well, I think that you're headed for a whole lot of trouble. Well, I think that you're headed for a whole lot of trouble. Liquor in the nighttime leaves strange memories. Seems a lifetime since yesterday. Come the daybreak, hey, come tomorrow. That woman's waited up all night for me again. Oh, she said, oh, and I think that you're in for a whole lot of trouble. Yeah, I think that you're in for a whole lot of trouble.
Oh, yeah. So it starts off with that acoustic, like we heard on Could This Be Magic, but then it kicks in with the full band. And I mentioned up top, you know, this is in many ways sort of a heavier album, and I think that sort of showcases it, right? I love the way the stops and starts, and the way you just sort of hear the music sort of reverberate just for that split second. It's just, it's beautiful. The other thing too is I've been listening this past week, you know, to a lot of these records again.
Sure.
In preparation for this. And I hadn't listened to some of them in a long time. And I was listening to the stuff in the car, like streaming it, and, you know, driving to and from work. And it was sort of taking me back to high school days in the sense of like, I could not stop turning up the volume.
Right.
Like the song would come on like this where it just explodes and it's just sonically just so full, you know, it just fills that car, but it's like, not enough, more, I need more. Like, it's just that kind of music, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
To me, you need that every once in a while.
I had it turned
life.
Up. I mean, we were talking about your high school days. You had it cranked back in your high school days. You probably had that equalizer on your radio.
That's right.
And, push that button in, and so the sound would be cranking, you know, with your speakers that you probably blew before you graduated.
The loudness button, you always hit that.
I mean, I liked what you said about this, the stops and the starts, and that's what one of the things that I like about this. It sort of drives and like at that first when it goes from acoustic to the electric, you know, Eddie kicks it in really before Dave finishes the lyric, like when you take your whiskey, as he says home, that's when he starts driving with the guitar. And that's kind of a technique that they use in some albums later on as well. So you, again, you see a lot of these things starting on this album here that I think it just sort of sets the tone for them for a few years ahead.
Yep. Very good.
Yeah. Well said.
All right. So speaking of setting the tone, tomorrow we're going to talk about the next album, Fair Warning, and maybe touch a little bit on Diver Down. I think we're going to combine those two into one episode, and there's a reason for that. One thing I want to wrap up here on Women and Children first, we've been talking about sales figures and what a big band Van Halen was and how much Warner Brothers must have just loved signing this band.
Yeah.
Think about it. But you go from the first one, certified diamond, so over 10 million sold. The second one, 5 times platinum. And then this one, which we said a little bit of departure, did not have as many hits on it. Had and the Crater Will Rock as being
the
one really well-known hit on it. But it still sold over 3 million.
Not so bad.
3 times platinum in the U.S. And, you know, and they were still touring all the time. And
massive
by
touring
this point,
act.
They were a headliner and doing very well with that. One thing that's great about, and the Crater Will Rock too, and it establishes something that Van Halen did more of later on, was just having a little spoken word bit in a song. And it's actually one of my favorite things in that song. And it's something I'll reference every once in a while, just, you know, out of the blue in a certain circumstance. So that part where he says, "Have you seen Junior's grades?"
And then he just kicks in.
Yes. Yeah. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Okay. But we're going to play out with a really just great rockin' song in a minute here. First of all, we should remind you that we're doing this every day, so you should listen
every day.
Every day. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. Find us on all the big podcast platforms. Mm-hmm. Tell us what you think about Van Halen. You can call 612-440-1984. There's a reason it has that number. And you can leave a message on the voicemail. We call it the Suburban Party Line. And if you do that, we will send you a Rock in the Suburbs sticker.
That'd be cool. And if you've ever signed your yearbook with some sort of Van Halen salutation and you're out there listening, you may be the guy I'm thinking of. So give us a call on the Suburban Party Line and explain why you did that. Yes.
If you'd rather email us, you can do that. It's rock@suburbspod.com, or you can find us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram @suburbspod. And with us all this week, Kevin Spain. Kevin, thanks for being on.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me. I think your wife's going to get tired of me being here by the end of the week, but so far I'm having a great time.
She may have
a great
hinted a little bit, but
her tolerance is pretty high because of me. So
she's kind of used to craziness around here. Okay, all right.
Well, as long as you keep bringing this Port City over, then
it's good beer.
I think good local beer. Okay. All right, it's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
I'm Kevin Spain.
Kevin Spain.
Well, I got to introduce myself. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. And we're going to play out with just a tremendous rock song from a rock band. The song is, you guys,
Everybody Wants Some.
Everybody Wants Some.
I love the drum intro here.
This is so great. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
with a hoot of Van Halen.